Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. We've got the Dow and S&P lower, NASDAQ's trading higher. Let's head right over to the First Word breaking news desk for today's afternoon call. Here he is, Bill Maloney.
And good afternoon, Charlie. Main U.S. averages are trading mixed right now following the Comey testimony. Dow is currently down 10 points. S&P's dropped 2. Well, the NASDAQ climbs 14. The small cap 600 outperforms is up 12 points, and the U.S. 10 yield at 2.19%. 7 of the main 11 S&P sectors are trading lower, led by losses in utilities, consumer staples, and consumer discretionary. Financials and industrials led to the upside. NASDAQ Biotech's rise 10. Transports fall 7. Semis gain 15, and the VIX is little changed. Leaders to the upside in the Dow are Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Caterpillar. Merck and Disney led to the downside. Regarding movers, Nordstrom surged as much as 18% as the founding family mulled a plan to go private. Alibaba rose 12% after its 2018 forecast, while Molson Coors added to yesterday's 6.5% loss, falls another 2.9%. Verifone reports after the bell, and note regarding the UK election, the first exit polls appear at 5 p.m. Live from the First Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Charlie?
All right. Thank you very much, Bill Maloney. And to hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg, type Squawk, S-Q-U-A-W-K, on your terminal. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
Short people got nobody. Short people got nobody.
We're actually talking about the most shorted
About my people. Really?
Your people are all tall.
My short sellers, I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we are going to talk about the most shorted tech initial public offering of the year. Alex Barinka, IPO reporter at Bloomberg News. We're talking about Snap.
We are. Snap is of the 14 tech and communications companies that have listed in the U.S. this year. Snap has the highest short interest as a percent of the free float, which is basically the number of shares that are publicly available to be traded.
This is a name that went from being, we couldn't wait. We're so excited to, oh my God, it's short. It a lot.
But there was a lot of hesitation about the valuation even throughout the whole listing process. And when you look at the pure amount of shorts out there, it's 28% of the free float. And to put that in perspective, Twitter at 68 days into its trading life, which would have been the close of trading for Snap yesterday, since we have it closed today, they were close to 40% of the free float. Holy. Facebook, again, was about half of where Snap is now at Snap's 28%. So, but it is notable. We did have Nomura analysts come out yesterday and point out that the fees to actually short shares of Snap have increased to 37% compared to a 1% fee earlier in May. And that's important because when an investor wants to short a stock, basically they borrow it from a broker, they pay that broker a fee and interest on what's kind of like a loan, and then they they go and sell the shares at the current price. The hope is then that the stock price falls so they can buy them back and pocket the difference. That stock loan fee that they pay the broker will go up if there are less shares available in the market to short.
Right, basically the brokerage knows they've got something hot and they can charge
exactly.
more money.
Exactly, and it's harder for them to get their hands on it, enough shares right. to satiate the appetite for all
and,
the short
and
sellers.
And that fee is known as a rebate. It used to be they'd pay you to do these trades.
Exactly.
And so the fact that the rebate is positive 35 is it means that the stock's going to go down 36% for you to make 1%.
Right. And Corey, I will, and you know this too, when you do think about shorting, there is an amount of hedging that goes on in equity markets. This could be some folks who are out there kind of basically saying, I'm going to hedge my downside, I'm long the stock, and that's fine, and that's probably some of it. But it seems like there's so much bearishness here. And also, if you look at the options trading for Snap, so if you're on your terminal, you're an OMST Go under the ticker for Snap. If you look at the open interest for options, which is the options with the most number of contracts, it's all nine of the top most held options are all puts. So those are the bearish options. And if you look at the volume of the number of options right now, there are almost twice as many puts out there total than call options, which are the bullish ones. And the most owned option is a January 2018 put with a strike price of $15. That's $2 lower than where the company went public at. And it's about a 23% fall from Snap's closing price yesterday. So these are folks who are holding these contracts that will only be in the money if Snap loses about a quarter of its value from yesterday. And, you know, it's below the IPO price. And that's not even taking into account the stock today, after we published the story this morning, has fallen as much as 7%. Right now it's down almost 4%, but you know, we're still edging closer to that $17 a share as some of this negative sentiment seeps into the market.
How much is the short positions or the options positions an indicator of kind of what's to come?
It is an indicator it is a bit of an indicator of what's to come. It's people positioning. Even if they think, even if they're betting on stock, on Snap doing well, it's a read through on folks either betting it's going to fall or feeling the need to protect the downside because they think that a stock tumble could be imminent in the future.
What would happen if, like, all of a sudden we got a crazy, you know, crazy rally in Snap, I don't know, in the next week? What would we maybe see in terms of the options picture?
If you take a look over at Nordstrom, which had some news today that they might take it private, that's a good kind of comparable example just because of the moves. That stock has gone up quite a bit today. The amount of shorts have gone down.
It can change pretty quickly.
It can change pretty quickly. We would have to see a significant bump here, and I don't see any near-term catalyst from Snap that could provide something along those lines. If anything, the thing that we've always been looking out for, it's the competitive advantage that Snap does or doesn't have. It's how much Facebook and its Instagram property are kind of encroaching on Snap's business of disappearing photos and being able to sell ads.
From the short side of things, I mean, you know, the first quarter on after an IPO, they face planted with weak results, with negative return to negative gross margins. A lot of the bad trends in the business that looked like they were getting better going into the IPO returned to their bad form. And there's reason to think the business has problems. And let me answer the other question. Does short interest mean that the company's going to underperform? Academic study after academic study have proven exactly that. I mean, there's a famous MIT study that found that that stocks with higher short interest underperform by about 215 basis points, if I recall. And, you know, so we know that stocks with high short interest at large tend to do worse.
And bottom line is here, of all of the tech IPOs in 2017, this is the one folks are betting on the most that the stock is going to fall.
Wow. How the mighty have fallen so quickly, kind of, ish. Alex Borinka, thank you so much. IPO reporter at Bloomberg News. Check her out on Twitter at Alex Borinka. And you can, of course, read more of her stories at Bloomberg.com. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser, Corey Johnson, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.